This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Going on, it's Kevin Deers here on Metal Shop Backstage Pass. This week I have a special episode. Igor and Max Cavalera, both Cavalera brothers, are going to be featured on this episode because they are going to be coming to the Northwest on Monday the 13th of this month. That's June 13th. They're going to be playing the Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma for Cavalera Conspiracy Presents Beneath Arise. They're going to be playing all the Beneath the Remains and Arise, two of the most iconic Sepultura records, and they're going to be featuring those records. And in these interviews, we go in depth about what those albums mean to them and just why exactly they chose these two albums. They're also going to be playing with Cephalic Carnage, one of the most insane live bands that I've ever seen, actually. They're so insanely talented, but so brutal at the same time. So two killer bands, Cephalic Carnage and Cavalera, live on Monday at the Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma. And make sure you get your tickets and show up there early to see Cephalic Carnage. So without any further ado, I'm going to play my first interview was with Max Cavalera. And then after that is with Igor Cavalera. So enjoy these two back-to-back interviews with the Cavalera brothers. And enjoy the show on Monday. Make sure you go out and support metal, because we finally can go out and support metal. Here's my interviews with the Cavaleras. It's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? I'm talking right now with the mighty Max Cavalera. He is hanging out here. They're going to be playing Beneath a Rise Tour. It's going to be coming out on the Tacoma date is actually going to be June 13th at the Elks Temple at the Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma. Now, this is a brand new venue. I think you actually played it with Soulfly. A couple months ago, you played the Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma, brand new venue.
Right, exactly.
So we're stoked to see you here. My first question, dude, is you popped up on the camera. You're sporting a Kaiju death metal band from Seattle, Oxygen Destroyer. I know you've always been riding for the underground, but I popped hard when I saw you're wearing an Oxygen Destroyer shirt. How'd you hear about them, dude?
I didn't know you that the interview is going to be for Seattle. I'm happy it is. No, that's cool.
Yeah.
like a happy coincidence. But no, we have a mutual friend, Terry, that comes to all the Soulfly shows.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, he hooked me up with a CD and said they're big fans of actually he said the guitar player loves Arise and Beneath the Remains Learn everything from those records. And I just checked it out and fell in love with it. And I was like, okay, man, I love the underground. I love helping rapping bands and giving a hand, you know. It's so cool to be part of it. And they rip, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Their stuff can rips, man. It's awesome. So yeah, I'm, you know, it'd be good to meet them in person, hopefully in the Tacoma show or something, but, I never lost that metal nerd teenage thing, you know.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That some people lose when they get old.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I told my wife, you marry me. There's one deal that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
You have to put up with my my metal.
Yeah,
that's the deal, man. You know, and I'm a metalhead for life. I'm a fan for life.
Yeah,
and that's how it is, man. You know, and I love listening, discovering new bands and check them out and getting in touch with them, touring with them. We just did the Soulfly tour with 200 Stab Wounds, and that was phenomenal. What a great band, you know, like great kids, great guys. Yeah, man. So I love just being the metalhead, you know. It's like I don't really I know that, you know, there's all this just ears of music and all this stuff, but at heart I'm a metalhead, so that would never change, you know. And I think that's great, man. You know, like a lot of people when they meet me, as a lot of things people notice first is that, oh, this dude really loves metal, you know, for real.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I like that. I'll keep that forever. That spirit will never die.
I'll tell you, man, I would love, like, I do the show Metal Shop on Seattle. I would love for you to do an episode or do your own show. I would love to hear a Max Cavalera, like just a couple hours of you doing your radio. Cause first off, people want to hear you talk, but also they want to hear the shit that you're digging, man. That would be really cool.
Right on, man. Let's set it up sometime.
All right. All right. Hey, sounds good. Yeah. Look, don't take my job though.
All right.
Yeah. All right, dude. So thinking back to, you know, Beneath the Remains, Arise, the third and fourth albums that you did with your brother, Igor, what about those albums? Like, because those are fan favorite albums, definitely. They're like, you know, people I'm sure requested these for years. What do they mean to you?
Well, Beneath the Remains is very special. It's a journey actually in that involves the whole record, because to me that journey of the record really started when we put out Schizophrenia.
Yeah.
And it was the last record in a Brazilian label, Cogumelo. But I got a free ticket to go to New York as a Pan Am employee.
Oh, really?
So I pulled my hair back and I got, my mom bought me a $5 cheap suit.
Yeah.
You know, like really, really really a bad suit, but
yeah,
I look very official.
Sure.
I had the Pan Am pin, you know, like an employee. Mm-hmm. That was the only way to get the free ticket, man. And I came to New York for 2 days, and I just gave people schizophrenia copies, mm-hmm. Metal Blade, Combat, Noise Records, and Roadrunner.
Yes.
During my time in New York, I got mugged for $5 on 42nd and Broadway or near Broadway. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Some dude put a knife in my throat. I had $5 in my pocket. Like, here, man, say, holy. It's like, I came out of the land of crime, Brazil, to get mugged in New York. That's up.
You want a copy of Schizophrenia? I got that.
right. And then another thing that was funny, we end up making an in-store appearance at Slip Disc.
Okay.
And the total people that show up with three, including the owner and his kid.
Okay. So just one other person. Yes. Yeah. One other person. Okay. I mean,
he was just there looking for Iron Maiden records.
Yeah.
Turns out, nice to meet you. Yeah. Whatever, man. You know?
Yeah.
No, exactly. But that was cool. That was like the first in store, you know, mm-hmm. my first real in store. But yeah, I came back home and we finally got the call that we were waiting. Roadrunner call was in. Yeah. We got a contract. We're going to make a record. We're going to make a record in a record label from international record label.
Yeah.
So all the cards are on the table. We had to, like, I told the guy seriously, like, dude, this is our shot.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot f this up. Make this count, man. This record's got to be hard.
Yep.
It's got to be meaningful. We got to mean what you say and say what we mean. You know, no bullshit. We're not taking, like we worked too hard for this.
Oh, you know? Yeah. It's your chance, dude.
By that time, I think I was already in Sepultura for about 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
So it was like, a big moment. And we took full advantage of the situation, having Scott Burns producing the record. I remember the record was recorded at night. We couldn't afford the studio during the day. There was a pop band there.
Okay. So
the recordings were midnight to 7, which is f-ing crazy. Graveyard hours, man. F-ing why the whole city's sleeping. We're f-ing trashing out Beneath the Remains and
yeah,
Mass Hypnosis and Primitive Future, man. Like 3 in the morning is where they got hot. Like the coffee's heating.
Oh, man.
You know, the stuff, some Red Bulls are rolling around.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of drugs, you know?
Yeah, couple
of drinks and a lot of metal. But I'm super proud of that record. It's so mm-hmm. raw. I think Scott captured us in our rawest form.
Yeah.
Beneath the Remains, really, it's like you can almost sense the desperation of this band. Like, yes, this is a make or break it kind of record.
Yeah.
Because if you would have made a record,
it could have been it.
That was it. Back to obscurity.
Yeah.
You know? So I always gonna have this Beneath the Remains very close to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then Arise, I think, is an improved version of Beneath the Remains, where we learned the instruments a little better. I was becoming a better songwriter, a better vocalist,
yeah,
writing better hooks, you know, that the crowd can sing. And then, you know, some badass songs on Arise, like That Embryonic Cells, Arise, mm-hmm. Desperate Cry, you know, yeah. those are like, especially like some of the stuff we were doing at that time, the double bass in the end of Desperate yep. Cry. I remember that it took 2 days to record. It was like, Igor was so frustrated, he couldn't get it right. And he was like punching walls and getting mad, and that's how you make a good record. You got to get mad, you got to get pissed, got to get angry, let it all out, and it shows on the record, man. I'm super proud of these two records, and it's so cool to do them together too.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's just more metal, you know. We could have done separately,
mm-hmm.
and they would have been fine, But I think if you put them together, it's like it becomes another monster. It's like even more menacing,
mm-hmm.
you know, than just one. It's two. It's like, yeah, all the rawness of Beneath the Remains and all the savagery of Arise in the same night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it.
It's kind of celebrating that 89 to 91, just like that time period in your life, and just, you know, just kind of bringing that back. And everyone loves those records, man. So I'm stoked to see that, you know, and you and Igor together. I'm going to be chatting with Igor tomorrow, actually. So we're going to be talking a couple of the same things, but that'll be my first time talking with Igor. But it's got to be incredible to be back on the road with your brother and to celebrate this time in your lives and this music that you've shared with everyone.
Oh, for sure. It's an honor and a privilege to play with him still. I get blown away that we're still doing this. Like,
yeah,
we're one of the, you know, the few, like, I guess, like brothers, survivors of an era, you know, because you don't have Dimebag anymore and you don't have Van Halen. But me and Igor, we're still here doing this. And as far as the music, you hit it on something really interesting. This time, this era of metal to me was very inspirational, man. This whole 89, 90, 91. I felt a little bit like we were kind of like, we were kind of like laboratory mad scientists.
Yeah.
Putting death metal, thrash metal, hardcore, put it on the blender.
Yeah.
Press play, see what happens. Because in one hand, we love all the death metal stuff. You know, we couldn't get enough of Death and Obituary and Morbid Angel. And then right here, we had Dark Angel and Exodus and then the European stuff, Creator, Destruction, Celtic Frost. And then you have Discharge. Yeah.
With the hardcore,
so,
yeah.
So it was like, it felt like a mad scientist type mentality. I don't know. I think the only, a few bands I can think of that time that were kind of doing this kind of thing was a little bit, it was like us and Dark Angel maybe Jungle Rot.
Yep.
Broken Hope. Sadus, you know, Sadus was doing that too. But I think it's so cool. It was a fun era. You know, at the same time there was the new thing was coming out from Europe too, Entombed and Godflesh, Carcass, Napalm, the whole new era of grindcore.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love all that. We just couldn't get enough, man. So it was definitely a cool time in metal and kind of like a little bit of a golden era, you know. This little section of years were very special. Because right after that is when grunge hit it, kind of like almost like wiped out metal from the face of the earth.
It went back to the underground. Yep.
Yeah. It was very hard to survive we made Chaos AD on the height of grunge. And I remember all people wanted, all they were interested was flannel shirts and that stuff is cool. I really dig the underground vibe of those, but I need it heavier, you know, to me it needs to be heavier. But I'm super proud that we did write Chaos AD.
Oh yeah.
At the height of the movement. And so it's kind of like, it makes me proud that we made that record during those times. Cause it goes in phases, you know, kind of metal goes in phases, comes and goes. And sometimes it's more popular, less popular, you know, right now, I don't even know where it's at, but, I think the underground is cool, very cool right now, very good, a lot of good bands.
Yeah.
which is always great because there's always going to be a pissed off kid in a garage saying "fuck you" to your mom and playing hard. You know, that's always going to be somebody doing that somewhere, man. That's what's cool.
So you being such a nerd for the underground and the punk and the hardcore and the metal and just like such feverishly devouring this music, you guys are going to be playing Maryland Death Fest. And that's got to be like a kid in a candy store kind of thing. You're just like, all right, get me to the t-shirts, get me to the CDs, get me to all the sick bands, man. That's going to be a cool experience for you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The minute that we got booked on that, I was already looking at the lineup. I'm gonna see all this.
Yeah,
I hope I have enough hours.
Yeah,
I hope I better bring a fat wallet too, because and I like to buy the shit too, man. You know, you can get it for free, but there's something cool about helping the bands out too. You know, I remember like on the 207 tour, I bought the shirt from them. You know, they didn't want to. They were like, no, man, we can't fucking do that. It's like, listen, I want to, man. I want to support you guys. I know how hard it is, you know. It's hard to make it, man. It's hard to survive.
Yeah.
And I'd rather buy your shirt. I like your band anyway. So really, it's, you know, I'm buying something that I like, you know, and I'm helping you guys out, you know. So, so definitely MDF is definitely on a kind of like a bucket list thing for me, man, as a metalhead enthusiast of that kind of style. Doesn't get any better. We've done a couple of European festivals that were kind of like that. Brutal Assault,
yeah,
it's kind of like that, and Hellfest sometimes could be very cool, or Bloodstock, but yeah, I think Maryland MDF is even beyond that, because almost everybody there's good, and there's something like amazing. So sucks that we're not gonna be there for all the days. That's the only thing that sucks. So we're gonna miss something, but. The day that we're there, I'm watching a lot of shows.
Hell yeah.
I'm watching a bunch of shit. I'm buying a bunch of shit. It's going to be fun.
That's awesome, man. All right. So going back to these records, Beneath the Remains and Arise, I know you're a father, so this is going to be hard for you, but I'm going to put it down for you, dude. The Gauntlet. Of those two albums, Fighting to a Death, which one do you prefer?
I have to go with Beneath the Remains, just because it's more meaningful to me, I think, as a record.
Okay.
It's kind of like that desperation thing that we talk about. It was like a do or die kind of an album. And those are very, I compare Beneath the Remains to Soulfly One in many, not musically, they're completely different, but state of mind, you know, my state of mind when I made Beneath the Remains was very similar to my state of mind when I made the first Soulfly, which is a very unstable, weird place to be. Almost like the song, it's like No Hope, No Fear, is a very good, accurate description of my state of mind on those records. Like, you don't have much hope, so you don't have fear. You're in a very strange place, you know? And as far as, even talking to producers, like I just made the Cavalera record and the Soulfly record with Arthur Risk. He's a great underground producer, you know, and he was telling me a story. He recorded some underground band. I can't remember who they were. It was something really underground. And they wanted to get pumped. And one of the guys... one of the guys said, yeah, let's, I think he said something like, let's put some Testament or some Anthrax. And Arthur's like, no, we're going to put Beneath the Remains, you know, it's like, and he put Beneath the Remains on for them. And that's like, he got a great session out of that. And he told me that song. I thought that was always cool. Like, that's cool. Like, that a record can inspire a producer, can inspire a band. As much as other records have inspired me. I mean, so many times I've been in the studio where I felt kind of down and or in life in general, and you put that one record, it just hits like a fucking death crush, man. Amazing. And you just feel great, feel inspired, feel excited, and you take on the world. You know, it's a cool feeling.
So, you know, obviously the last couple of years have been very strange for a lot of people. And if you're having a crappy day, or you're just kind of like, you know, pissed off, you're just kind of bummed out, or you're just, you know, dealing with some crap and you want to get back to a good spot, what's an album that you can always reach for? What's a go-to album for you to get into a better place?
To me, there's a couple of records that do that. Definitely Entombed, Left Hand Pat.
Mm.
You can put that anytime and instant, like caffeine, man.
Yep.
It's like doing a shot of vodka or freaking drinking Red Bull. It's like you're automatically excited.
Yeah.
Lately, I felt kind of the same way. Listen to Gate Creepers' last record. Actually, I thought it was amazing. Especially the side A. You know, it was all the fresh. It's like, that kind of came out of nowhere, man. I was like, oh, this is really good. This is really good, and just no bullshit, man. This is just they trim all the fat out. This is just like, you know.
I thought that was really cool how they did. Side A was just all fast. Side B was just one long kind of death doom song. It's really cool.
Yeah, cool. I saw an interview with Chase, because Chase is from here, you know, he's from Arizona.
Yeah.
We've seen each other at shows and stuff. And he mentioned on an interview that he got that idea actually from a hardcore band that I think kind of did that years ago.
Yeah.
They made one long song in one side and a bunch of fast, short songs. And I thought that was a really, really cool idea.
Totally.
So there's you know, to me, always another record I always go back to if I want to feel angry is Discharge.
Mm.
Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing. It's just a wall of guitars, man. It's like a minute long songs, and it's just raw power, just pure energy. You know, I had an honor to meet the guys a couple years ago when we played in Birmingham. Igor invited the singer JJ and the guitar player Bones. He's the original guitar player from all those records. And we did a jam.
That's awesome.
We played two of their songs.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing that Bones brought his guitar, but he used all my gear.
Mm-hmm.
And he got the same guitar sound from Discharge from my gear, which I was like totally like blown away. It's like, okay, so it's not the amps. It's the hand. It's how he hits. That's what I realized that night, is how you play it. It's what the secret of your sound. It's really not even gear, man. So that blew me away. Like, he's playing on my it should have sounded like Soulfly, but it doesn't. It sounds like fucking Discharge. What the fuck is going on? It was cool. That's a cool moment.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I'm not going to take up your whole time. Just got a couple more questions, but there's one thing that broke the internet in the world of metal during the pandemic. You cut the dreadlocks. So bring us back to that day. What was the moment that you decided to just cut the dreadlock? Was it getting too heavy? Were you just, like ready for something new?
I've been talking about it for a while. It's been a couple of years, you know, it was real heavy. It was just one tree trunk.
Yeah.
It turned into one thing only. You know, it was just like in the back. You know?
Pulling on your hair probably. Yeah.
Pulling, getting bald from it. And real heavy. I wash it and take 3 days to get dry. It was kind of like At one point, my wife was actually like, she was messing with it one night and she found some old food on it, like some rice or beans or like for like a year ago. It's like, that's not good. That can't be good. So this thing has got to go. So yeah, I'm just rocking the metal, old school metal. But I mean, it really doesn't matter, man.
No way.
Like I always believe it's really in your heart, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, this is a bad Brazilian joke. I don't know if you guys are gonna get it, but in Brazil we say, if hair was important, wouldn't grow around your ass. I don't know if that makes much sense.
Hey, I appreciate that. As a baldy, I appreciate that.
There you go, man. You know, once this is gone through, I'll just shave it too. You know, it's in your heart. That's what it matters. But that thing was cool. It's time to cut it. That day I just realized, let's do it. Let's get it done with it.
Yeah.
And but you're right. The response was incredible. It did break the internet.
Yeah.
You had that movie Ralph Breaks the Internet. Max Drags breaks the internet. It was kind of an insane reaction. But I'm glad that's all done with it. You know, she saved it. I told her, wait till I'm dead and then you do whatever you want with this thing. Give it to somebody. Put it on a wall or do whatever you want with it, man. But I don't even want to see it for a while now, you know. It was a good run. We had a lot of fun together, but it was time to give it up on it.
Well, we look forward to seeing you, man. And we're going to be seeing you again with the Beneath Arise tour, Max and Igor together. Again, that's going to be coming out coming around us to the Tacoma area, June 13th, the Elks Temple at the Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma. Beautiful new venue, Max. Thank you so much, man, for taking the time.
Thank you, my brother. And thanks for all you do for the underground. I'll see you in Tacoma, brother.
We'll see you in Tacoma, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good day, man.
Max is always such a badass. I think this is like the third or fourth time I've had the chance to chat with him, and it was funny for him to reflect on cutting that dread, man. He found some beans or some rice in there. That's gnarly. Right now, we're going to switch over to my interview with his brother, Igor Cavalera, who was Zooming all the way from the UK where he lives now. So here's my interview with Igor. Thanks for checking out my interview with Max. It's the Cavaleras. Go see them Monday the 13th. In Tacoma at the Spanish Ballroom.
Hey, how's it going? What's going on? This is Kevin from Metal Shop. I'm talking with the men all the way from the UK, right? Is that right?
Yeah, from London at the moment.
Igor Cavalera. Just the other day, I spoke with his brother, Max. They're going to be coming up. I'm letting my cat in the room. He was purring. I spoke with his brother, Max. They're going to be coming to town, believe it or not, in Tacoma, and they're going to be playing Beneath the Remains and Arise for the Beneath Arise Tour, June 13th at the Elks Temple at the Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma. Beautiful new venue. So, I'm stoked to see you guys. So you live over there in the UK then?
Yeah, I've been living here for the last 7 years.
What brought you over there? What made you want to make that your home?
Well, actually, I do a lot of experimental music with my partner, and our management and booking agent, all that stuff, it's here in London. So it made sense to be here. And so in Brazil, it was very difficult to maintain a good communication between, you know, all those things, and also doing gigs and studio work. So we decided to move to London. Yeah.
So, you know, you bring up the point of, you know, collaboration and your experimental work, and you know, I actually just got a promo download of one of your new projects from a PR company last night. I was like, oh cool, another Igor thing. And so that's what brings up, like, you, it seems like you're always working on cool new stuff. What, how many projects are you currently working on right now?
That's hard to say, man. There's a lot of things. And of course, with the pandemic, you know, I try to stay busy doing a lot of studio work. Of course, some of them, it was done remotely because of course, not being able to travel. But also the fact that we were not touring, it gave me a little freedom to experiment with those projects. And so there's a lot of things on the plate, a lot of different ideas with different people, and it's really cool. I mean, it's a changing projects and go firing, because it's something that I really like as a musician, but also as an artist. It's really cool that you get to experiment with different ideas, different ways of thinking, so you're not just stuck with one way of doing things.
Absolutely, man. Constantly, you know, pushing yourself, constantly evolving and whatnot. And you know, what keeps you motivated, dude, to, like, you know, because you've been doing this since you were pretty much a kid, so, you know, like, you know, doing music, doing the underground music, and, you know, pushing yourself. What keeps you motivated, man?
I think it's, you know, like, being creative, it's very important. You know, of course, like the idea of writing new material, the idea of creating things, it, for me, it gives me a sensation that I'm moving forward, you know, and that's something that, of course, it's important to cherish stuff that you have done. And I'm very proud of all the things that I accomplished as a musician and as an artist, but also I really enjoy the idea of creating things and continue to create, you know, and those projects give me a chance of doing that.
That's awesome, man. Well, you know, you're going to be celebrating the albums, these two iconic fan favorite albums, Beneath the Remains and Arise. So when you think back to that time period, when you think back to those albums, you know, what memories come back to you? What do you think about when you know, those albums come on?
I think both are very special records. And I think I heard Max saying somewhere that out of our whole body of work, they're probably the two albums that link each other the most. Mm. They're very connected. And that's also why we decided to make the two records into like this gig, where I think they are very connected in different ways. And I think, you know, if you compare, for example, stuff that we've done with Morbid Visions, mm-hmm. from all the way to Schizophrenia, there's a big change. And then, of course, from Arise to Chaos AD, again, there's another big leap of ideas and things. So I guess it makes sense to have those two records connected in this gig, you know.
Absolutely, man. So you know, I'm curious about, you know, looking back, you know, in interviews with you and in videos of you, you know, I grew up, you know, first, some of the first music I got into was punk, and then I got into like hardcore bands. You're always repping for hardcore. You got the Strife t-shirt, the Earth Crisis t-shirt. You know, I'm curious. I have to ask, what are your favorite hardcore bands? Just a few of your favorite hardcore bands of all time.
Oh, I mean, you definitely mentioned two of them.
Yeah.
Obviously by me wearing their shirts. But I mean, it goes all the way back to bands like Cro-Mags and Discharge here from the UK, mm-hmm. which I'm really good friends with those guys. And we awesome. Get to see each other and do things together. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of also newer bands who are very influenced by hardcore. There's a new Brazilian band called Deaf Kids, who releases on under the Neurot label from the guys from Neurosis.
Yeah.
So, and they're like one of my favorite hardcore things at the moment, you know, like this band from Brazil, they're insane. There's a lot of cool stuff from America, of course, you know, like bands like Full of Hell, you know, who have a hardcore influence. Of course, they're way more noisy and then of course, you know, there's bands like Paranoid. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
I've heard the
from
name.
Sweden. Yeah, they're amazing.
I gotta check them out.
Yeah. So there's hardcore music. I think it's in really good hands at the moment. There's a lot of younger bands and musicians carrying that flag, you know.
That's awesome, man. Well, you know, obviously, you know, you said you tried to stay sane by making, you know, projects and working on all this music and collaboration during the pandemic. Is that what kind of kept you sane? Is that what kept you kind of, because you can't tour, you can't gig during this, you know, year and a half or 2 years. Is that what kind of kept you going?
It is, you know, it is. I think you mentioned a very correct thing, making music. Of course, I miss a lot the fact that playing live, it's a very important part of my life. It's almost like when I make a project, I always look at the outcome of performing this. It's never just the record. It's always like, oh, I wish I can do this with a live audience so I can exchange this energy. So I really missed the feeling of playing live during the pandemic. And then, of course, like you said, it did keep me sane, the fact that I was still going into the studio. I was still playing some drums, not as much as I wanted, because of most of my drumming I do on tour. But also being creative, it was very important, you know.
Have you been back for any gigs yet to play yet?
Yeah, I mean, I played a few things here and there, and then, but this is going to be the first like long tour that I do since the whole thing, you know, got really crazy. So this is like a proper 6 weeks tour.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward. You know, like I said, I'm really passionate about playing live. I really enjoy being on stage and the energy of playing drums. It's something that I missed a lot during these times.
Awesome, man. Well, you know, going back to the, you know, question I asked about, like, you know, I always saw you wearing these Earth Crisis and Strife t-shirts and stuff, and we all have our own collections of band shirts and stuff. So, you know, I usually like to ask people, like, what was your first album you ever purchased? But I'm going to, you know, kind of change it up for you. What was the first band t-shirt you ever got? Was it hard to get metal band t-shirts down in Brazil?
Yeah, that's the thing. And it leads to a really cool, creative way of doing things, which me and my brother, we used to hand paint our own band t-shirts because that's we couldn't cool. get it. So we would buy like a black or whatever, a white t-shirt, like blank.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would start like drawing things on it, either from like a band that we like or our yeah. own band. And it's funny because I still have friends, some of them that saved some of those, you know, like Voivod t-shirts that it was like called Hellhammer, Venom, all that stuff that I used to do by hand, you know. So I have to go back and name probably some of my first t-shirts that I wore from bands that were made by me, you know. I didn't had a chance to a store and buy it, you know. That came a lot later when it was proper underground.
Dude, that is super DIY, like punk style. That is awesome, man. I love to hear that. That's like the battle jackets, but a battle shirt. It's like your own DIY punk, shirt.
It was. I mean, of course.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think the battle jacket, it is a continuation of that, because the battle jacket, I think it really shows some craft to it.
Oh, yeah.
Where you pick exactly what bands you want to have on it, like very well curated. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you choose whatever materials you're going to put on, what kind of spikes and things like that. So I love the culture of the battle jacket. I think it keeps that same spirit as me painting my own t-shirts, you know, alive. And Max is a huge fan of battle jacket. He has lots of them.
Yeah.
You know, he has a very cool friend in Phoenix that makes them for him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this guy, he has a lot of like craft with like leather and things like that. So he helps Max. Every time he goes on tour, he brings two or three, you know, like battle vests with him.
What? Okay. So if someone was like, Igor, I'm going to make you a battle jacket, and you had to wear the battle jacket, what are four or five bands that you would proudly display on your battle jacket if you had to?
Wow, that's a great question, man.
That you would proudly rock.
Yes. I mean, that's something that I always talk to my wife about, it because she still can't believe that I have such a huge collection of metal, not metal, but like bands, t-shirts and stuff. And even if I think to myself, if I would, you know, thought that when I was over my 50s that I would still wear this kind of t-shirts. Like most of my friends are, but I do, you know, I'm really addicted to this.
Oh, yeah.
So that battle vest would definitely have Discharge for sure.
Mm-hmm.
A band that that it's close to where I think you're speaking from, which is Poison Idea. I believe they're from Portland.
From Portland, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they're one of my favorite bands of all times. Like, so Poison Idea would be definitely on that Battle Vest. And then maybe I'll switch things a bit more into the black metal world with maybe some Celtic Frost or Hellhammer in it. And then go back to something a little more old school. I'll definitely need to have a crass symbol on it.
Okay,
The old punk band. So I think that would be at least the beginning of my Battle Vest would be with those bands.
That's awesome, man. That's a good like punk hardcore metal mix, dude. That's heavy.
Yeah, like, and it's of course like I'm talking mostly old school stuff, but
sure.
But also, yeah. But it's I think it's a good foundation.
Absolutely, man. Okay, so we all, you know, it's all over YouTube. You can see the iconic videos of Sepultura. You can see the iconic videos of Cavalera Conspiracy. All these amazing concerts you play. But I'm curious, what's the worst show you've ever played?
Well, that's crazy because, of course, those shows make the cool shows even cooler.
Okay.
But I do remember one time, not by being the worst, but probably like weird, is the first time we played with Beast in a Holland called Rotterdam.
Okay.
City. And I remember we were so excited. Every night of the tour, we're killing it. We're playing with Sodom, this German band.
Yeah.
And we're going crazy every night. And then this night in Rotterdam, I remember we had like they had some kind of like smoke on stage before we go on.
Sure.
And once that smoke start clearing it and we're finishing our first song, the whole crowd was just like there, just not moving at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking at Max and going like, what the hell's going on? And they were, I think they were just, because it's Holland, maybe they were just too stoned. And they were just checking us out, you know, like they were not really up. Yeah. They were in a different brainwave that, I mean, we were like full speed going crazy, like angry and all those things that goes through like this energy when you play. And then the crowd was like if they were watching, like, I don't know, something like Sleep, like you have in the back there.
Yep.
It was just in a different trip, which is totally cool.
Yeah.
But
wasn't what you were expecting.
It didn't really match what we were playing. So I was a bit like surprised. So I wouldn't name like a worse show, but something that I was bummed actually afterwards.
Yeah. Wow.
I was a bit bummed out. I was like, wow, these people, they really don't like us. They were just like there. They didn't move. There was no sound in between songs. It was a super weird night.
The Rotterdam Weed Zombies that night, dude.
That's it. That's it, man. They were in a different brainwave, man.
Well, you know, bringing it back to this time, you know, of these albums, celebrating these albums, you know, we're going to be going to these shows. And I got to ask from like a personal standpoint, what's it feel like, you know, being back with your brother, doing these albums, these iconic albums that, you know, really, you know, and Max was talking about, I interviewed your brother and he was talking about how Beneath the Remains was the make or break album. That was the chance on Roadrunner. If you would have, you know, crapped the bed with that album, it would have been done, you know? So what's it feel like to be back with your brother playing these albums? It's got to be nice, man.
Yeah, I mean, of course, Max is very correct on the way he put this, where it was either if Beneath the Remains didn't do as well, we would had probably not had a second chance as a Brazilian band, especially breaking outside of Brazil. But to be playing those records, to be performing with Max, it's something that it's very special, man. It's a lot of fun, and I looked at this in a fan kind of way. I was a bit hesitant, and I went to see here in London this band Black Flag.
Oh yeah,
as perform as Flag, which is like a version of what they're doing nowadays. And I remember I came out of that show because I never had a chance to see Flag or Black Flag at that time in Brazil. And I came out of that gig completely satisfied. And I was like, man, this is cool, because I couldn't see them live for many years. And they play an amazing set list with songs that I've been in my brain for years and years. So I remember I finished that gig. I called Max and I was like, look, that's it. We got to do it. Because if people come out of this the same way I fell watching these guys who were probably in their 60s, some of them, and they were killing it. And I was really happy. I came out like with a big smile watching them play. So I hope that's the kind of energy I want to bring into this gigs with my brother.
That's a great dude. That's awesome, man. And you know, I never got to see Black Flag, but there's that, you know, that's a great parallel. You know, I just saw yesterday on an Instagram feed, a person that I follow from the radio show. And, you know, they were saying like, I never got to see this lineup of, you know, Sepultura playing these albums back in the day. And now is my chance to see my favorite era ever played live. And I was like, man, that exactly, dude. And so. Be awesome.
That's it. So it comes from a fan mentality, really, man. You know, at the end of the day, that's how I felt. I was like, look, if maybe people didn't have a chance to see when those albums came out and we tour, or even if they were not born, you know,
yeah,
it's a cool chance to get to see with the people who wrote those songs, you know.
So being a rabid fan of the underground music, I know you're going to be spending lots of money and lots of time checking out bands at Maryland Death Fest.
Oh, man, I can't freaking wait, man. There's so many cool names in that festival.
Yeah,
I think the only problem I have is that I'm not going to be there for all of it, you know?
Yep.
I'm only there for a night because we're touring.
Yeah.
But when I look at the lineup and I'm like, dude, I wish we were there for the 3 days, man.
Dismember, Carcass. Oh. Yeah.
There's too many
DSI. To mention. Like,
yeah, like, of course, like Triumph of Death, you know, with Warrior doing all the Hellhammer shit. So, yeah, it's, and of course, like, there's a lot of the newer generation bands, that I'm really looking forward to. There's a lot of the crazy stuff like Infest or AC/DC with getting their grind thing going. So I'm so excited for this, man.
That's awesome, man. I am very well aware that you stay very active with checking out the underground bands. And I just got to say, that is so cool.
Yeah. Not as much as my brother, though. My brother's a king. My brother, he takes the crown, man. He's up to date. He got his finger on the pulse of especially when we talk about extreme music, you know, from hardcore metal and other stuff. See, so yeah, but I do try to keep up with a lot of good music. And I think anybody who comes nowadays and say that there's not enough good music, they're just lazy.
Yep.
Because there is a lot of amazing bands at this moment, like new blood killing it, man.
Absolutely, man. Now more than ever, it's almost it's a embarrassment of riches. There's just so much, and it's all at our fingertips. It's awesome.
Yeah, man. That's it's killer though.
Absolutely. So my last question for you, dude, if you could show us, but if not, you know, you can just tell us a story. Pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got the scar.
Oh man, I just got this.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So
thanks for flipping me off, Igor. Jeez.
Yeah. See? So a few months back, I crushed my finger on carrying a frame And then I broke the tip of my finger. So now my nail is healing.
Jeez.
So it's a pain in the ass. And it's something that you don't realize until something like this happened on how much you need a certain part of your body, especially as a drummer, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, like just dealing with this thing is, it's such a pain. Like for, you know, I do a lot of drawings and things, playing drums and also just scrolling on a computer. I have to use this. So that's one of the scars, and the X-ray looked very ugly. Also, it broke the bone in a half. So it wasn't fun, but it's all healed up. It's just the end phase.
Wow. Damn, dude. Well, you didn't have to even go that far to show me dude. Thanks for being so open with it.
Yeah, it's a fresh cut.
Yes, exactly. Again, June 13th at the Elks Temple at the Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma. Go see the Cavalera brothers playing Beneath Arise. Incredible set list. Any final words, man, for Metal Shop?
Hey, thanks for having me. And you see one in the pit, man.
Right on, dude. Thank you so much, man. I'll see you at the show.
All right. Thanks, brother. I'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So being a rabid fan of the underground music, I know you're going to be spending lots of money and lots of time checking out bands at Maryland Death Fest.
Oh, man, I can't freaking wait, man. There's so many cool names in that festival.
Yeah.
I think the only problem I have is that I'm not going to be there for all of it, you know?
Yep.
I'm only there for a night because we're touring.
Yeah.
But when I look at the lineup and I'm like, dude, I wish we were there for the 3 days, man.
Dismember, Carcass. Oh. Yeah.
There's too many
to mention.
Like, yeah, like, of course, like Triumph of Death, you know, with Warrior doing all the Hellhammer shit. So, yeah, it's... And, of course, like, there's a lot of the newer generation bands, that I'm really looking forward. There's a lot of the crazy stuff like Infest or AC/DC with getting their grind thing going. So I'm so excited for this, man.
That's awesome, man. I am very well aware that you stay very active with checking out the underground bands. And I just got to say, that is so cool.
Yeah. Not as much as my brother though. My brother's a king. My brother, he takes the crown, man. He's up to date. He got his finger on the pulse of especially when we talk about extreme music, from hardcore metal and other stuff. See, so yeah, but I do try to keep up with a lot of good music. And I think anybody who comes nowadays and say that there's not enough good music, they're just lazy.
Yep.
Because there is a lot of amazing bands at this moment, like new blood killing it, man.
Absolutely, man. Now more than ever, it's almost it's a embarrassment of riches. There's just so much, and it's all at our fingertips. It's awesome.
Yeah, man. It's killer though.
Absolutely. So my last question for you, dude, if you could show us, but if not, you can just tell us a story. Pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got the scar.
Oh man, I just got this.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So
thanks for flipping me off, Igor. Jeez.
Yeah. See? So a few months back, I crushed my finger on carrying a frame. And then I broke the tip of my finger. So now my nail is healing.
Jeez.
So it's a pain in the ass. And it's something that you don't realize until something like this happened on how much you need a certain part of your body, especially as a drummer, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But just dealing with this thing it's such a pain. Like for I do a lot of drawings and things. Playing drums and also just scrolling on a computer. I have to use this. So that's one of the scars. And the x-ray looked very ugly also. It broke the bone in half. So it wasn't fun. But it's all healed up. It's just the end phase.
Wow. Damn, dude. Well, you didn't have to even go that far to show me dude. Thanks for... So being so open with it.
Yeah, it's a fresh cut.
Yes, exactly. Again, June 13th at the Elks Temple at the Spanish Ballroom in Tacoma. Go see the Cavalera Brothers playing Beneath Arise. Incredible set list. Any final words, man, for Metal Shop?
Hey, thanks for having me. And see one in the pit, man.
Right on, dude. Thank you so much, man. I'll see you at the show.
All right. Thanks, brother. I'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.